Hey everybody, welcome to episode 335 of the Bite Me Podcast. We have a full crew. Are we a boat? Is this podcast a boat?
Yes.
What's a boat?
It's
three.
Yes, three.
Why? I don't know,
how many people does it take to row one of those like competitive rowing boats like they do in like Harvard? It's probably more
I
than
think
three people.
One is all it takes.
Oh, like but. So, like a. But we're bigger. We're bigger than a kayak, but yeah. Probably slightly larger than a canoe. But like the step up from there. Canoes that hold three people, right?
There.
Definitely.
I mean, I guess I've been in the canoes at like Disney World, and they hold like 20 people. So
yeah.
Anyway, Dylan's here. Colby's here. Yay! We're gonna talk today about some stuff. There's not a lot of news, but there's a little bit. Looks like we're probably going to get a new Switch, which, like, that's actually pretty big news. I guess, well, that's, like, the big news.
But big news.
Big news. Mortal Phoenix Rising. Probably no more of that, which is kind of a bummer.
Sadness.
Yeah. There's some new controllers that Microsoft's giving away, and they horrify me. We'll talk about that.
Weird.
It's so weird. Assassin's Creed, the new one, is real short, and I'm all here for it. PS5 beta is fueling some rumors, and you can put a big old hard drive in your PS5 now if that's your thing, and you've got like just shocking amounts of like money that you just want to like. You don't want to burn it because that's kind of a waste, but instead you just like to put it into your PS5, I guess. I mean, let's be honest. Those things are huge. You could probably hide a bunch of money inside it. And no one ever find it. Like,
That's actually true.
It's probably a terrible place to hide things, though, because if you're trying to hide money, like someone just steals your PS5 and they take all your money,
right,
too.
They steal it, and then they end up being more excited.
This PS5 doesn't work.
Yeah. Hide your money in your
dictionary.
Do you have a dictionary? Do you own a dictionary, Dylan?
A small one.
Oh, okay. So,
if it's
Dylan,
in your pocket,
can you fit a like money inside of it? Would dollar bills
probably
fit?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, very little money, I guess.
I guess put your money in the bank. That's an idea.
I just buy gold and hide it.
Like, do you bury it in your backyard like a squirrel?
Yep. That way, when it collapses,
is that weird? Because you rent? Like, aren't you worried that like?
That I mean, I don't have a backyard, so.
Well, you could do it in your front yard. Like, your front yard is the back of a house, so.
It's true.
Like, technically, that's a backyard. It's a dual-purpose yard call. It's a front backyard. Sorry, I my brain didn't break there, but I just almost made a really inappropriate joke, and I decided not to. And this is
coward.
Weird. Yeah, I know, right? this last bit of news is weird and involves Nicki Minaj. I think with that J, this is kind of like a GIF situation.
Yeah,
it's, I don't know, whatever. I don't think I've ever heard a song by Nicki M, which is what I'm going to call her from now on. Anyway, we got questions from Devinster. Vinny! We got questions from Vinny, guys. And Princess Megan. We got some cheap free games. And then we'll stop podcasting and, you know, go home.
I'm already home.
Good job, man. First question, Dylan, have you played any video games?
I had played Diablo.
We talked about that.
But then I had a sewer catastrophe.
So have you been
turned
playing
out not to be so bad. So I don't really remember what I would have said
should
about it.
Should you have gotten Mario for help?
Yeah.
I was scanning a map, essentially. It's a map booklet from Disneyland from 1993, and for some reason in the back of it they have an advertisement for the like Super Mario Brothers movie from 1993.
That's wild.
And I have no idea why that would be in a Disneyland booklet because it wasn't like a Disney movie. I guess maybe it could have been like a Touchstone Pictures kind of movie or something, but I thought that was a very, very strange kind of include. It also did not really like it. The people in the picture do not look like John Leguizamo or what's his bucket from Roger Rabbit? They're like drawn. So I don't know. It's all very strange. If you were in a Discord, you could go look at it right now. It's in the Disney Channel section. Dylan, get Mario to fix your pipes. That's what I'm saying. That is. Do you have a Koopa stuck in it, or like one of those duck turtle things?
No.
No. Okay.
Actually, that does remind me. We played the new Super Mario Bros. That's not new anymore, so it's a bad name. Hmm. The one that they put out on the Wii U.
Yeah.
They released, but they redid really, really it. Yeah. With the Switch. Mm-hmm. I think it was on sale for Prime Day, like the digital one was.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So we've been playing that co-op, actually.
The co-op on that's really weird, but kind of fun.
Yeah, it's interesting playing a game where you're like supposed to kind of run fast, and you can totally get in each other's way, and you can totally accidentally grab the power-ups when you're trying to give them. Like, it is kind of chaotic, but it's fun. It does kind of change the dynamic of the game a little bit. But yeah, we're having fun playing that, I think.
Very nice.
It was probably because we watched the Mario movie. Like, I don't know.
How did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd like to see it, but I don't want to pay to see it.
Maybe I didn't even bring that up when I saw it.
I think we talked about it. Maybe, I kind of want to say we did. Yeah.
It was fine. Like, as far as, like, I don't know, video game adaptation to movie, it was fine.
It was no Detective Pikachu. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah.
However, I did just watch the Dungeons and Dragons movie finally.
That's real good, right?
It's actually very good. I had my expectations like as far down as I could. I was actually very impressed that they hit the right tone. Because if it was just a epic high fantasy story, it
would have
been trash, right? But it really kind of emulates like what a group of people playing D&D is like if it was turned into a movie, which I think was definitely the right choice. Because I think I have not seen the old Dungeons and Dragons movie, but I'm pretty sure it is just generic fantasy movie with the IP put across the cover of the DVD case. The one big complaint I have for the movie was at the end when the credits roll, it's like based on Hasbro's Dungeons and Dragons. And I was like, that is the most poor taste I can possibly imagine.
Hey, Hasbro paid a lot of money for that, man.
I know,
so.
And it's and they're everything that's wrong with the current. I don't need to get into that. I think their products have been pretty lackluster lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a whole different rabbit hole. Anyway,
good movie though.
Watch. Yeah. Mario's probably worth a watch too. Yeah. But yeah, you don't need to pay for it. I didn't pay for D&D either. I got a Paramount Plus free trial.
Nice.
Which I know, and on video game adaptations, I hear that there's a Twisted Metal show.
There is.
And
have you seen it?
I just heard about it today.
Yeah.
It's on Peacock. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. Which is like, I don't know, man. Like, I love streaming stuff, and I would never want to go back to cable. But like, I also don't. I've subscribed to everything except Paramount Plus and Peacock, and I just can't do it, man. I gotta stop.
And I don't want to be like rotating, and it's annoying. And
I know so many people that do that. They're like, oh yeah, I just get like a 3-month thing, and then watch all the things I want to watch, and then I go to a next one. I'm like,
that is so annoying.
That's not how
and
I
like,
watch TV.
Is it better than cable? Yeah. Do I hate it more than cable? Yeah. I think it's better and I hate it more.
I think it's better and I hate it less, but not a lot less.
Well, I don't think I hated cable. I don't I just dealt with it.
I suppose that maybe that's like, true. Is like the advantages of streaming are so big over cable that I
that
have
makes,
to
right. Yeah. It kind of makes it so cable is just like you just wouldn't have it anymore.
Yeah,
right.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, I'm hating the. I can't wait till they all like. I hope the corporations monopolize and put all the streaming platforms into one place. Like, that's really what I'm hoping for at this time. So
I think really probably what'll happen more so is that a bunch of them are just going to go out of business because there's just too many of them.
There's going to be three.
Yeah. I don't remember if it was Paramount or
because they're already kind of starting to do that in a way. I mean, some of them were like Disney has like Hulu and ESPN under the same umbrella. So, and those were probably
they brought Nat Geo into that.
So it's like it's starting to happen. Because like, there does there need to be a Discovery app?
No,
there doesn't.
Nope. Just bring it into Max. Okay. I mean, you shouldn't have renamed it Max.
But and whatever. That's a whole nother tangent that we can That was the worst. That has to be the worst.
It's dumb. It's dumb. It was up there for probably the worst rebrand of the year, but then Elon Musk like started doing shit on a weekend. Anyway.
Hey, I'm enjoying X.
It's so dumb. It's so stupid. I also saw Dungeons & Dragons on an airplane and also thought it was really enjoyable. Yeah. Just funny.
So just FYI, the reason that it was in the Disneyland thing is because it was distributed via Buena Vista Pictures.
There's a reason.
Colby with the answer.
With the fact bomb.
Super weird. Cole, why don't you tell us what you've been playing?
I've been playing Remnant 2, and it is hard.
I hear a lot of people are playing Remnant 2.
Yeah, it's really good. I almost bought Remnant 1. Because I don't own it. I played it on Game Pass. Yeah. And it was like $12 for like the base game. And I'm like, well, maybe I should just instead play Remnant 2 since it's, out. So it's like the first like full price game I bought in a long time. And it was worth it.
It was only like a $40 game, though. Like,
it was $50.
You're not paying $70 for that game.
I used my Microsoft points.
Nice.
But no, it's really good. I can't decide if it's harder than the first one or not. Like, the first one I felt like I pretty much breezed through. I mean, pretty, like, easily when I played it. There was, like, one or two bosses that gave me some issues. And this one, it feels like the, like, kind of just, like, guys that are in the level are easier, but the bosses are harder.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been some... not frustration, but there's been some times where like I've spent an hour on a boss trying to beat it, kind of thing. But it's good. If you like the first one, you will definitely like the second one.
Nice.
And then I needed something to play in front of the kid because it is not Remnant 2.
I think it probably is.
I've played a little bit. Like, once I, like, am in the area and know what, like, the bad guys are and stuff, like, it's pretty playable. But I started playing Coffee Talk.
Nice.
Which is, like, a visual novel kind of game, and I actually beat that today. And it's good. It's, if you like sitting there and making coffee and listening to people's kind of things, it's probably worth your time. It's like 3 hours long, 4 hours long, but I had a good time with it. I'll probably play the second one now that it's on Game Pass.
Nice. Now those look fun. I've been thinking about playing those as well. Let's see, I actually played a lot of games this week, although maybe some of these are pulling over from last week too.
I did do that, or else we would be here all night.
I beat Tome, so did Colby. It's really, really fun and kind of clever and short. You're a guy who is like kind of going on like a
adventure.
But it seems like kind of an adventure that like everyone in your town goes on. They all go to see this mountain peak. Like your mom did it as well when she was a kid. So like, whatever. And while you're going, she gives you a camera and the entire game is really just focused around you taking pictures of things. And that includes just like, there's animals all over the place that you can take pictures of and they're all just adorable. But also like there's like photography clubs along the way that want you to take pictures of specific things, or like there's a manager of a hotel who really needs a picture of his hotel for a brochure and that kind of stuff. And it's real fun. It's like maybe 4 hours long, 4.5 hours long. It's all black and white, mostly. And it's just cute and clever and well written and really enjoyable. So that's on Game Pass. Check that out. I'm playing The Cave, which is a Xbox 360 game from 2013. And in the, like, I really enjoy that like technology these days lets me stream the cave in a web browser to my PC while emulating an Xbox 360 game on an Xbox. And I'm having a great time with it. It's a game that is definitely a product of its time. It's fun and it's really funny and really enjoyable, but it also is from those time in video games when they're like, oh, so you screwed up, so you're just gonna have to backtrack through this entire level. And then I get there and go like, oh, I missed something. They're like, well, nothing you can do except walk back go to where it. You were,
yeah,
and then backtrack through this level. The kind of conceit of the game is at the first of it, you choose three like player archetypes. I'm a time traveler and a monk and a paladin, and they each have unique powers, and then you're exploring this sentient cave that talks to you and solving puzzles. And it's like I said, it's really funny. It's a game that you can play co-op, so I think you can actually probably play it split screen, I assume. And each person then would control one of the characters, and that I think on one hand it would make it better because you could say like, oh hey, go get that thing while I'm doing this other thing, and you'd get less of the repetitive walking back and forth. But I think there's also parts of that game where one or two of your characters wouldn't be doing anything. So like two people would just be sitting there while the other person actually did stuff. So overall real fun. I'm like 3/4 of the way through it probably. So I'll probably beat that this weekend. I'm also, I bought, so like Colby, this is the first like, you know, actual game that I've actually purchased in a while. I bought Disney Illusion Island for the Switch. And I will be honest, if someone had, well, let me rephrase. I knew that Disney Illusion Island was a game. I thought it was a platformer. And if someone had said, well, what kind of game do you think that is? I'd say, I don't know, it's a little platformer where you and your friends in co-op jump around. And they're like, what if we told you it was a Metroidvania? And I'd say, what?
Okay.
But
it
is.
I've been kind of wondering, because I've been looking at it. I didn't realize it was out. Like, I looked and I was like, oh, it's coming out next month. And then I guess now it's...
Yeah, I think
it came out last month, or
it came out last Friday, I think. And it's a Metroidvania. You can play it with up to four people. We're playing it three players, so me and Brooke and my kid Carter.
Do you play it couch co-op style
at the same time? Yeah.
Okay.
And there's almost no reason for it to be co-op. Like it's, you know, there's
more. Would it be better
single player? Yeah,
maybe.
It's not fun multiplayer, but it really adds to like the kind of chaos of it. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're slightly different skill levels of playing. And like the one cool thing that it does that I really, really like is it's actually probably from a co-op perspective, really like this is the reason why it would be like great for you, Cole.
Uh-huh.
Is because it's probably geared to adults playing with their kids, because you can set it so that your kid can never die.
Right. That's what they have. If you play the Nabbit character in New Super Mario Bros., you can.
Yeah.
I guess you're just invincible.
Yeah.
So, that is an interesting.
Yeah,
idea.
And it really it makes it it definitely helps. That being said, like some of the like jumping and stuff, and it would not necessarily be easy if you were a small child. So I don't know. You can't die, but you might have a hard time getting places. But overall, it's really fun. I think we're about a third of the way through it. There's three bosses, and we've beat one of them. But it was one of those games where we sat down on a Friday night to play it and looked up, and it was like almost midnight. Just completely lost track of time. So
now I don't know. I was considering, I don't know if I should... Because I was like, do I go get a physical copy? That way we can share it between our systems.
Oh,
or I
sure.
could, we could just, I could download one if we play it together. I don't know what the better option
it was
would be.
Fun co-op. Like, yeah. I'm having a good time with it.
It's probably worth doing then.
And like, if you're a fan of, like, the new Mickey Mouse cartoons.
That's the big driver is.
It's great.
I love those cartoons.
I do too. And the, like, cutscenes. feel exactly like one of those. They're kind of funny. The humor's the same. They look exactly like one. The animation for the entire game is really, really quality. About the only bummer thing about it is it's a Switch exclusive. There's nowhere else you can play it.
Yeah.
Maybe PC, but I'm not even sure on PC. So no Xbox or PlayStation for that game, which is kind of a bummer. But overall, lots of fun. So liked that a lot. I picked up Tribes of Midgard on sale on the Xbox. It was like $7 or $8. And it's apparently on my wish list. And it's a survival game set in like Nordic mythology. But the interesting part about it is that you can play it co-op with up to 8 people. So you could really have a lot of people playing it, which is fun. I've only put maybe 45 minutes into it, and it's so far it's just very survival-y. You know, you go in, you get a crafting table, you craft an axe to cut down trees, and then you use those trees to build other stuff and whatever. But I really like the graphical style of it. It reminds me a little bit of Fortnite, but that's not a negative. I think Fortnite's a pretty good looking game, honestly. And it's fun. I think I'll probably put some time into it. It'd probably be more interesting co-op. So
I was gonna buy it and forgot.
It might still be on sale. I'm not sure. Yeah. It apparently has been on my wish list for a while, and I really, so far I like what I've seen. So I'll play some more of it, and we'll see, where we end up. That is that for what we've been playing. Let's talk about Patreon for a second. These are the fine folks who support this podcast. You can join them by going to patreon.com/bitemepodcast and donating at our, I don't remember what the levels are anymore. 1, 5, 7, 1, 3, 10, whatever. Anyways, if you're a $10 a month patron, you can get your name read off on every single podcast, which is what we're going to do now. So big shout out to Alan Schulte, Joe Cole Jr., Anonymous, and Rich Deacon for supporting this podcast and helping us pay our bills. Again, if you'd like to become one of these delightful people, you can go to bitemepodcast.com/Patreon or patreon.com/bitemepodcast. Dylan?
News.
Thank you, sir. So it looks like there's a new Switch coming out, and it's apparently coming faster than you might think. Apparently, people...
That's what she said.
Every single time. They're saying that it could be out as soon as next year, and that it's already in the hands of developers making new games for it. So it's going to be a handheld, like the current Switch is. Interestingly enough, they're thinking that it will not be an OLED screen like the Switch OLED screens, which I saw one of those in like person for the first time this weekend, which sounds really strange, but man, that screen is gorgeous.
Yeah, it does look nice. It
looks real nice. We went to the mall, oddly enough, and they were having like this big, like every once in a while, Nintendo will just like go to a location. Like I did it once at PAX too. And they just like bring a bunch of games you can play. Like last time I did it, when I did it at PAX, I played the new Kirby game and the Donkey Kong something freeze game. And this time, like, they had nothing like real new. They had Tears of the Kingdom, but I wasn't going to wait in line to play it. But it was a zoo, like an absolute, just swamped with kids and people. But I did get to see one of the OLED Switches. Those things are gorgeous. Apparently, this will not be an OLED screen, and it's in order to keep costs down because they know that it's going to have to be have more storage than the current Switch and be significantly faster as well. So, interestingly enough, it looks like... It'll probably be, well, no one knows yet, but this might just be like a Switch Pro, or it might be a whole new one. Nintendo has said relatively recently that they think the Switch is only like halfway through its life cycle. So either this is going to be a Switch Pro that is just faster and, plays the current generation of Switch games better, or maybe eventually we'll split off into kind of like how the new Xboxes and the old Xboxes, you know, were able to play the same things for a while, and then, you know, stuff started targeting it. Or it may just be a completely new beast and they sell both of them. You know, maybe this sells at $500 and the Switch continues to sell at, you know, $250 or $300, and they sell both of them. But that seems like a terrible idea, like splitting your ecosystem like that. I guess if the new one was backwards compatible, that would be okay, but I don't know. What do you think? Are you guys like there's a new Switch coming out next year at somewhere between like $300 and $500 second half of the year in 2024. Are you gonna buy a new Switch?
No, I don't play the Switch I have.
I know, I don't either. But I have a hard time not buying new hardware. Like, I don't need a PS5 at all. I don't want a PS5. There's nothing that makes me want to get a PS5. But every once in a while, I see one. I'm like, oh, they're on sale. They're only $450 this week. You have 9 Switches, Dylan. So
yeah. Maybe I didn't listen close enough. Is this gonna be like the Switch that it's like connectable to your TV as well as portable?
I believe
so.
They
don't, because it's like reportedly portable like Switch. So
yeah,
I'm guessing that it's a console, but it is portable. Okay, yeah. I just want to make like.
I mean, I think the thing is like keep in mind this has not been like announced by Nintendo, so it's more like, hey, we hear
I've got an
one
uncle
coming.
Who works there, and he said that
exactly that.
I'm definitely curious to see, like, I don't know, is it going to be a substantial bump in
heart?
Like, what? Because if it's just like, because they've already kind of done 2 iterations of like a little bit more juice and the OLED, so it's like, is it just going to be another slight bump?
Yeah,
and then they call it Switch 2. It's like, well, maybe like. It still might be enough, because I didn't end up getting the red box with the slightly better battery or whatever. Thought about doing the OLED, but I didn't end up doing it. I do like the light quite a bit, and I still play that probably mostly, which is why I didn't end up upgrading my actual home Switch, I guess. But this could be the time, depending on what it is. And I realized how long Switch has actually been out.
Right.
The other day, I can't remember what I was talking about. But just looking back at, I think it might have been even we were talking about Mario Party or something.
Yeah.
Like, well, let's have a Mario Party night or something like that.
It came out in what, 2016?
Yeah, and then 17. I looked back at like when that Mario Party that I had played came out, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This has been like, I think it was 2016.
Yep. Over 6 years ago. Yeah.
Which is,
it's 2017,
kind of
I think. Because
March 3rd, 2017.
I think it's kind of almost a testament, too, to how these current gen consoles don't, like, you really didn't need a new Xbox. You didn't need a PS, like, PS whatever and an Xbox One X. Is that what Like, it's kind of, they're awesome.
Yeah.
There's nothing bad about them, but it's like, it's definitely had longer legs than like the 360 or whatever, where there was kind of a noticeable bump in what the capability was with that next gen leap.
Well, I think that the Switch especially, because you don't buy the Switch to play Call of Duty on, you don't, you know, like the games that are made for it are appropriate for the hardware.
Right.
And so it all kind of works out, you know.
And it's still wild when, like, I don't know, you're playing what you think is a big game and you're like, oh, the download's 4 gigs.
Uh-huh.
You're like, it's kind of weird, like in comparison to these 100 gigabyte, like, I mean, I think Diablo was the last thing I downloaded, and I think it's close to 100 gigabytes.
Starfield's going to be 130 or 150. Baldur's Gate's 130.
That's fine. I'm excited that that's actually... Yeah. I'll probably play it again now that it's actually going to...
I've
starved myself from playing it since I didn't want to play it too much and then have it release and then be like, I'm done with this game.
I want to play that game because it looks spectacular, but man, it looks really long. But man, you can have sex with a bear. So like,
you can do that in real life too.
Yeah, but it seems like it's probably safer in a video game. Probably. I don't know.
I would have to say it's
I'd have to say
safer.
It is, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so new Switch. I don't know. I agree with you. Like, I would have to know a lot more, but man, I hear new and console, and like a little part of me starts going like, ooh, new thing. So we'll see. Phoenix Immortal, or Immortals Phoenix Rising. Let's get the name of it right. A game that I really liked, Dylan really liked.
Really
Colby
liked
did not
game.
Like as much. And yeah, no, it's fine. Sorry, Colby, it's not fine. There was a new one coming out. It was rumored to be based on like Hawaiian Polynesian culture instead of like kind of the Norse mythology, or was it Greek?
Greek.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Greek mythology. Apologies. Yeah. That was, and you know, I'm it, but they've also now said that it's been canceled, which is a bummer. Based on Ubisoft essentially saying that it was hard to establish new IP for it, probably didn't sell as well as they'd hoped, and they want to just focus on, you know, their big brands that they already have, the Assassin's Creeds, the other ones. And
which is lame.
It's super lame. And the reason that I think it is really lame is that game was fun and different. Like, it had the same structure as any Ubisoft game. But it was like bright and colorful and fun, and
yeah, it's kind of like Fortnite meets Zelda.
The world was interesting.
Ubisoft feel on it.
Yeah, and I just
it was funny too.
Super like, funny.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and that kind of makes me sad because that was my Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
like I enjoyed
same.
It much more. And yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
I'll have to see if it's still on Game Pass. Maybe I'll buy the DLC for it, because I never played any of the DLC.
Yeah, I don't think I went back and played any of the extra stuff for it.
But such a cool, interesting game. And it's just a bummer that it's too hard. I mean, I guess the thing is like, who's to blame for like the IP not working as well as they want, where you make a game and you promote it. It's called Gods and Monsters. You make it look like it's just going to be a Breath of the Wild clone, and then it comes out and it's really a very different game, and you change the name like 3 weeks before it launches. So maybe your marketing was just bad.
Yeah. I mean, they really pushed it. Like, it definitely, like, I got a ton of ads for it. I remember it was definitely on sale pretty early on, which I don't know if that was
I bought it on sale
a good
too.
Sign or a bad sign. Because sometimes, you end up selling a bunch, or maybe you don't, and it doesn't. I don't know.
Either way, a screenshot
couldn't boost it enough.
Yeah, it's just a bummer.
Couldn't boost it enough.
A screenshot of it has been proudly featured on the homepage of the Bite Me Podcast website for, well, about 85 episodes worth, because that I say on the homepage of our website that we have over 250 episodes available, and this is episode 335. So it's been there for a while, but such a fun game. Real bummer. I was really disappointed to hear that was not going to keep coming. So have you guys seen these new controllers? If you haven't clicked through, maybe click through on that link, to see the new controllers. They are very, very cool looking. They have been made to, so Xbox has actually made these, in like cooperation with, apparently there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming out, I guess.
Yes. Yep. Like an animated one,
I guess. Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which I was not familiar with, but they are very cool looking. There's four of them, obviously. Each one is themed after a different one of the Ninja Turtles, and that's cool. Like, if they'd stopped there, I would say that is really, really neat. But they did not stop there. They made controllers that are pizza scented, and that seems
unnecessary.
Like a really, really, really bad idea. I'm not wrong, right? Like, that's kind of weird and gross.
It is weird.
I don't.
They could have just given me a free pizza.
four controllers and a free pizza to eat.
Yeah.
And then your controller would get kind of greasy, but it would be
fine.
Right,
then I'll just smell pizza anyway.
It would be a natural pizza scent as opposed to an artificial pizza scent that I assume as you use it, like they get warm from your hands, it just kind of starts stinking of pizza. Like,
yeah,
I,
does your hand smell like pizza?
Probably. Seems like a terrible
idea. Where's the pizza scent coming from?
I don't like it at all.
Is it refillable?
That's an excellent question, Dylan. Those are questions that I did not think to ask. Yeah. Either way, I think it's gross and I don't like it. That's...
When the world's first pizza scented Xbox.
I mean, thank God it's the world's first. Like,
I know.
I'm glad this isn't just a thing that people do every once in a while, make disgustingly scented pizza controllers.
Scented things are always kind of
weird.
It's weird. I don't know.
Except for Huggy Bear, who is strawberry scented, and it's kind of delightful.
Right.
So. Anyway, next.
Wait, the guy from
Toy Story 4? Oh, yes.
Oh, no. I was Huggy Bear is the, like, pimp from. Oh, that show that I can't think of.
I love that show. I think that's his name, isn't it? Huggy Bear from
Lotso.
Lotso. That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got Huggy Bear from, but
Huggy Bear is from Starsky and Hutch.
I have not seen Starsky and Hutch, so I don't know where I got that. Just pulled it out of the ether. Anyway, Lotso. Yeah, the evil bear from Toy Story 3?
Three. Yeah, four is the newer one.
Yeah, Toy Story 3, who's evil but smells like strawberries. And so every time you find like a plush Lotso bear, he smells like strawberries. It's great. Ubisoft, in other news, they are making some good decisions. And one of those good decisions is that Assassin's Creed Mirage is only going to be 20 to 30 hours long. Which, how long did you spend playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla?
83, I believe.
Well, see, and that's pretty good, actually. I think Tim spent 185 playing. He played all the DLC too, but yeah. Like 83 hours is a really damn long time, Cole. Like,
it was.
That's too long. It's just too long. Anyways, the new one is only going to be 20 to 30 hours long, which I think sounds fantastic. I think the world is probably a bit mixed on that. It's maybe hard to convince people to pay $70 for a game that is, you know, somewhere between
only 30 hours long,
25 and 50% shorter than the last version of the game. But man, I don't ever want to put more than 20 or 30 hours into an Assassin's Creed game. Like that's perfect. Like, I will wait until it's $35 and I'll buy it on sale and I'll get like a dollar an hour out of it. That sounds perfect. So I don't know. I'm not alone here, right? Like, that's a good length for a game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want anything longer than that.
I remember, like, I can't remember if it was, like, I want to say it was, like, Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, which is still one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
Or I think it might have actually been the one after that, that had a very, very short campaign. But it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, and I remember that was the time where I'm like, that was perfect. That's fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it was the one after. It was kind of a more cinematic looking one.
Sure.
I don't know. It was interesting. But they very much were upfront about, like, the campaign is pretty short. It's a pretty short story, but man, it's good. So, just tell a good story. Succinct.
That's all we need.
You can have side quests.
Yeah.
It's fine. You can have more side quests. That's fine.
Just, I think also make it, like, I'm absolutely fine with a game that says we've got a mainline quest and we've got side quests. And the side quests are completely optional as long as the game does a really good job of telling you which ones are required and which ones aren't.
Right.
But also then letting you finish the game if all you do is the mainline quest. Like, if they gate experience behind side quests, then those are no longer
right.
side quests.
Right. It's obligatory quests to level up.
That's dumb. Right. Dumb. That's actually the problem you ran into, wasn't it, Cole? Where, yeah, it's no good. It's no good. New PS5 beta. So if you have a PS5 and an extra $1,000, you can...
I do.
Well, then perfect, Cole. No, that's not perfect then. If you do, after you get the new beta, what do they call those? Like beta software, you're going to be able to put an 8 terabyte SSD into your PS5. which would give you plenty of space. You would be able to load both Call of Duty and Baldur's Gate 3 on your PlayStation. But that is a lot of money. They're like I said, they're about $1,000. Like, if you're really, really lucky, you can get one for like $875, but you'll have to put your own heatsink on it. So not a fantastically cheap price. But the interesting thing about this is that they're thinking that part of the reason that they are doing this is because it might point to new hardware coming out. So there's been rumors of a PS5 Slim coming around for quite a while now, and they think that this new hardware may help set up a slim version of the PS5 coming out as soon as later this year, maybe in time for Christmas. I don't know. Any of you guys think you're gonna buy a PlayStation this generation? Like, is that something that even like interests you?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, I borrowed a PS5 so I could play Ratchet and Clank, and that was perfect.
That's on PC now, and I might just play it there. Yeah. Wait for it
it's
to go on
sale.
It's
definitely worth playing. Yeah. It was awesome.
I hear it's short too. It's like
to have an SSD card to play it
on the PC. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. It just runs like crap if you don't.
Yeah, it's almost. From what I've heard, it's pretty much unplayable. Yeah. With
I've bought a PlayStation the last two generations. I had a PS3 and a PS4, and I don't want to say like I regret either of those, but like looking back, I didn't play either of them enough to justify the cost of purchasing them. So I'm trying really hard, really, really, really hard to not make that same mistake this generation. But again, sometimes they just kind of call to me. It's you know, the nice thing is the PlayStation 5 is so large that I look at it and go like, oh man, it might be kind of cool to have one of those. And I'm like, but where the hell would I put it? Like, I'd have to replace my fridge with it. Finally, Dylan, you work for a radio station. You are the youngest member of the Bite Me podcast, which I assume puts you in a place where you are hip to today's pop culture. Correct?
I would go with no. I'm starting to feel like pretty old.
Damn it. Do you know?
There's so many new artists. And I'm like, what the hell is a tiddlywink? Like, I don't.
So that's a question. Do you know what a 21 Savage is?
I've heard the name. I have no idea if they paint pictures or make music.
I'm going to pretend they paint pictures because that makes this story more interesting.
I'm pretty sure they're a musician, but I don't know. I could not. If someone's like bet $1 million, I'm like, if I'm losing my $1 million, I'm not betting.
Probably a musician. They probably, yeah, let's see, I'm looking them up right now. 21 Savage appears to be a guy. His real name is Shea Ben Abraham Joseph.
22 Savage.
Wait, what? Is it 22? No, 21 Savage.
Yeah, no, okay. I know. You said his real name is
22. Okay, sorry. I'm not smart, Colby. He is a rapper based in Atlanta, Georgia. So I guess he does the raps. Good for him. That's all I know. Also, he has a cross tattooed on like his forehead.
I think I know who this is now.
Anyway, 21 Savage. How was I pronouncing it? Called Nicki M. Is it Minaj? Is that what you said?
Minaj.
Nicki Minaj and Snoop Dogg, a person who we all know who it is because
I
we're
know who
old.
Snoop the dog is.
Snoop. Apparently, my
dog
also knows who Snoop Dogg is.
It's like Snoop Dogg's my favorite.
Anyway, they are oddly enough all going to be joining Call of Duty Modern Warfare and Warzone. And I don't understand Lara Croft too, but she's a fictional character, so you know, like whatever. I don't understand at all how you look at any of those people and go like, oh yeah, perfect crossover. That just makes total sense. Colby and I found out yesterday that my dad is like level 900 in Call of
Prestige 800.
Yeah, in Modern Warfare, right? Or Warzone, I don't know, one of these two games. Do you think Dad is out there playing as Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj, probably.
I'll have to ask him. Anyway, I don't... It's fine. Like, I mean, if I guess if someone paid money for this, like, more power to them. But I don't understand at all. I do not understand how someone looked at this and said, like, oh, yeah, this makes total sense. Because it makes no sense to me at all. But Nicki Minaj has a very cool pink gun, so I guess we'll let it go.
That's what matters.
I guess. Dylan, what are we doing? Because, oh, my gosh, it's been a while.
Hey, yo, Vinny.
Yeah. Vinny's back. You know, I'm looking at this question now, and I think I probably should have prepared for it slightly, but that's okay. The question is what is your favorite single-player game you've played this year and your favorite multiplayer game you've played this year? Hopefully you've played one of each.
Diablo.
I am going to pull up the handy dandy list of games I've played this year, and so I can make an educated decision about this. So, what's do you guys have a thought? Maybe single player first. What's your favorite single player game you have played this year?
Remnant 2.
Good choice, Dylan.
It's going to be Stray when I play it next week.
God, I'm so excited about playing Stray. Stray is such an interesting game to me. I've been noticing it a lot. So I don't spend a lot of time there because it's a cesspool, but the gaming subreddit on Reddit hates that game. They detest that game because they view it as I played it. It's not even a game. I don't even know what it is. It's like there's no game there. It's so dumb. And like the only reason it did well is because it's got a cat in it. I'm like, well,
if that's true, I don't care.
It's got a cat in it. It's fine. I can't believe it got nominated for a game award. It's so dumb. Like they just had to choose one. It's got a cat. That's why I did it. It got a cat. It's so strange. They hate it. They absolutely hate it. But yes, Stray is a delightful, delightful choice, Dylan.
That's funny because I don't really know. I mean, it just looks interesting to me.
Yeah, like, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that's the only, I haven't really watched anything about it. Like I know it got nominated for like Game of the Year or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not, there's nothing really driving me to play other than it has a cat in it.
Super
really
fun.
Care.
Looks really cute.
But yeah, I wanted to play it on Xbox on the big TV. So
yeah,
I've been waiting
that
patiently.
That is absolutely what I was thinking as well. How about you, Cole? Oh, you said Remnant. I think mine is probably it's probably a tie between Cyberpunk, which I really enjoyed. Cyberpunk was a really good game. Ooh, I played that earlier this year.
Forgot about that.
Planet of Lana, which I really enjoyed as well, and Beacon Pines, which I beat like 10 days ago, are all really good. Those would all be like nines in my like, you know, kind of lexicon of single player games. Beacon Pines might like edge the rest of them out though. It was a really, really fun, really inventive game that I really liked. Both the game and the gameplay was really unique. It was unlike a lot of other games I played, so that was cool. What about the best multiplayer game you've played?
Chaos Bane?
Can we say Diablo 3, Cole? We beat Diablo 3 this year.
That's a good point.
The best multiplayer game I've played was from 2014.
2012, I think.
Yeah, if it has to be newer than that, I guess it's Warhammer Chaos Bane, which is a real bummer because that game was very good but had some issues. I guess I'm playing the Disney game, Immortal, whatever it's called, or Disney. Illusion Island.
Can I just say Remnant 2 again? I haven't played it.
You have to actually play it at multiplayer, Cole. What about you, Dylan?
I've only played it single player, but Diablo. So I do really enjoy it.
Seems
so
like cheating.
Hopefully I get to play it multiplayer.
I'm going to buy it at some point. So probably Colby is too. So we'll get there. I'm just waiting for it to not cost $70. Like I don't mind paying more for it, but $70 seems like a lot. Not because $70 is a lot for a game, but there's so many other games to play that I don't need to pay $70 for it. So... all right, this is not a follow-up question. It's a completely separate question from a completely separate person. Princess Megan wants to know, if you could temporarily retire tomorrow, what game would you play first?
I'd probably play Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, I was thinking Baldur's Gate or actually finish Divinity Original Sin.
I would finish that, I'd finish The Witcher, and I would play Baldur's
Gate. Yeah, I could. There are so many long games, like, I just don't want to play because I hate. Like, I don't mind long games. I shit on long games all the time. I don't have any problem with long games. I just have a problem with a game taking me 4 months to beat. Right. There's so many other games I want to play that come out in a four-month period.
And I end up doing something in between, and then I have to come back to it, and I'm like, what the heck was I doing? Yeah. Like, which is every time I play The Witcher, like, I would go back and I'll have to relearn how to play The Witcher. Like,
pre-Game Pass, like, long games were fine. Because I was buying games, and so a game that took me a couple months to beat was cool because it, you know, meant that I was only spending money every couple months.
It's actually preferable. Yeah.
But with Game Pass, where there's a new game that I'm getting once every, 2 weeks, essentially, and, you know, every 2 weeks, three games come out that I'm going like, ooh, I'd really like to at least try that. Playing a 80-hour game is really, really hard because I constantly have this FOMO around, but I really wanted to play that, and other people are playing it and saying how great it is. And, you know, back in the day when it was like other people are saying how great it is, but that there was like a $60 price tag associated with that, like, that didn't really work. But nowadays it's free. I can just go play it. So I don't know. What about you, Cole?
I'd probably just play more Red Dead.
You're going to get it on PC. You're going to get that mod that let you just play Red Dead as a postman. I keep thinking about going back to that game. That and GTA, like GTA 5 is back on Game Pass. And I'm like,
I played GTA 5 for like, I don't know, 45 minutes before I picked up Remnant.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good.
Such a fun game. I think the only unfortunate part about that game is I think it really hits its stride like 8 hours in, 10 hours
in.
Yeah,
it does. It takes a little bit of time to get over the introduction of everybody.
Yeah. Well, and, like, Trevor's not in it like immediately, as I recall.
Yeah, it's quite a bit.
And he's
such
a great, he's such a terrible person, but such a great character. So anyway, if I could temporarily retire, I would not. We were talking about this the other day because one of the guys in our Discord is temporarily retired, and it sounds like he's living the best life you could possibly imagine. And we decided we all wanted to be temporarily retired. It sounded great.
I don't want to be temporarily retired.
Well, but I mean, if I have to choose, you're halfway like if I can be temporarily retired but not permanently retired, temporary sounds all right. Just take 6 months off, Cole. Take a little sabbatical. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'll take 2 weeks. Like, just give me a break.
I am already looking forward to Christmas break. It's 4 months from now, and I'm already looking forward to it. All right, let's see. Cheap, free games. On Epic this week, you can get Bloons TD 6. Have either of you guys ever played Bloons?
Oh, Bloons? Yes.
It is the weirdest game. My kid loves it, and he's explained it to me, and I understand conceptually how it works, but I don't understand it at all. Like, what makes that game fun? It's so weird to me.
Amazing.
Yeah. Him and his...
I have it. I can see the shortcut on my desktop right now.
Him and his friend, like, play it on mobile multiplayer. And I'm like, so weird.
Oh, yeah. We were playing that. I think it was probably... must have been 4 in high school.
Yeah, it was like a flash game.
In the browser with our teacher. It was awesome.
It's such a weird game to me, but I guess if you've never played it before, it's like a tower defense game.
Tower defense, it's tower defense.
But with balloons.
You're monkeys and you're fighting balloons, which is...
as you do.
Just
as
bizarre.
As you do.
Monkeys hate latex.
Your kid would probably love Bloons, Cole, if she's never played it before. Like, it's a very deep game. There's a lot of stats involved. It might be her jam. Anyway, it's free on the Epic Store this week, as is Loop Hero, which I've always wanted to try and have not.
It's on Game Pass.
Oh, is it on Game? So you can choose where you want to play. Yeah. You can play it on Game Pass, or you can get it free on Epic. So
Loop Hero is very good, but like, I played it for 25 hours.
Oh, right, you never beat
the first
anything.
Boss.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, there's like 4 more bosses.
That seems less than optimal.
It's fun to play. I mean, it was fun for me to play for that time, but like, there was no way I was going to beat it.
No, that's tough. On Game Pass, as of yesterday, actually, so today is August 2nd. On August 1st, Celeste came back to Game Pass. It's available on Cloud Console and PC. If you've not played Celeste, it is excellent. And if it looks like it's too hard for you, there are a huge amount of accessibility options on that. My my kid is actually on the last level of Celeste. He's beaten all the A sides. He's beaten all the B sides. He just has one level left. So excellent game. Fantastic soundtrack. If you've never listened to this, the soundtrack, real good.
I beat it before or whatever they added that easy mode.
Oh, really? I thought it always had the accessibility stuff.
Maybe it always did, but all I'm going to say is because I beat it without the easy mode, I'm better than everyone else, and they should not count it as beating it if they didn't do it. The hard way.
Makes sense to me. Terrific game, though, if you haven't played it.
People like that suck.
That is true, too. A Short Hike is coming to Cloud Console PC on August 3rd. The game is spectacular. I beat it somewhere, not on Xbox. Just a really cute short story game about a bird taking a hike. It's very good. August 8th, Broforce Forever is coming to console. And if you've never played Broforce, you abso-freaking-lutely should play Broforce. It is like an 80s action movie in a video game. And by that, I mean you actually literally play as like legally distinguishable, you know, MacGyver, Chuck Norris, Rambo. When you die, you just come back as the next action hero that has a completely different set of skills. It is ridiculous and very fun.
Would you say you come back as the last action
hero? I would say that it is a possibility you will come back as the last action hero, yeah. August 9th, Cloud Console and PC is getting Limbo again. If you've never played Limbo, Limbo is absolutely fantastic. Inside is probably better, but Limbo is very, very, very good. Highly recommended. Airborne Kingdoms coming to Cloud Console and PC August 10th. I don't know anything about that game, so I guess we'll find out. It'll be a surprise for everyone when it comes out on August 10th. August 15th, Everspace 2 is coming. This is a Series X and Series X exclusive, X and S exclusive. I, for some reason, thought that Everspace was that, like, space sim. I don't remember what the name of that game is. It's named very similarly.
You thought it was EverQuest?
No.
I know.
I can't remember what the name of that game is, but whatever. Apparently, it's a like looter shooter, and it's getting just great reviews. So if you like looting and shooting, Everspace 2 is coming out on the 15th. You might enjoy that. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre is coming to console and PC on August 18th. I don't know anything about that one either, to be honest, but I guess if you like...
Is it
an asymmetric?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a new...
I think it's... What's the Nightmare on Elm Street one? Or no, adjacent one, sorry. It's like that.
Let's see. It is a third-person asymmetric horror experience. So, yep, that is what it is. So if that's your jam, it is not mine. Maybe you'll like it. August 29th, Sea of Stars is coming to console. This game looks real good.
So interestingly, I believe that's the one that's coming not only to Game Pass, but it's also coming to
PlayStation Plus.
Day one.
Yep, same.
So that'll be the first game to hit both of those just like at the
same
time.
The Messenger, didn't you, Cole?
I did play The Messenger.
This is a prequel to that. So,
interesting.
Yeah. Wait, Sea of Stars, didn't you kickstart this game?
Maybe.
Maybe I'm wrong, Cole, but I swore you kickstarted Sea of Stars. Maybe. Anyway.
I've kickstarted like three games and then I forgot about them and I never logged in. And occasionally they just send me like an email like, hey, here's an update. I'm like,
who are you? I've only kickstarted two, I think. One was Skatebird, which... Like, I don't have any regrets doing it. It ultimately came to Game Pass day one, and it really wasn't very fun, which is kind of a bummer. But the other one is the Jay and Silent Bob, like, beat 'em up, and yeah, same thing. Like, once a month, they're like, it's still coming. I'm like, sure, sure it is. And that's it. So, Sea of Stars, which Colby may or may not have kickstarted. Xbox Game with Gold, RIP. These are the last two games you will ever get as a Game with Gold subscriber. The other thing that the people in both the gaming subreddit and the Xbox Game Pass subreddit are complaining about is how, like, you know, Game Pass is just really not as good of a value anymore now that I'm not getting my two really average free video games a month.
$5.99 games that they've never heard of before they came to Game Pass.
You know, they raised the price, they took away my games, and it's just really, just really not worth it. I don't know anymore. And I'm like, uh-huh, as opposed to like 300. Do you remember when Xbox Game Pass came out? And they were like, yeah, it's 100 games that you'll get. And I was like, oh, that's a pretty good deal. And then they're like, by the way, some of these never leave. So now it's like 400 games you can play for free. Anyway.
You want EA Plus? Sure, why not?
In September, you won't be able to get great games like Blue Fire or Inertial Drift, which I... How sad. PlayStation Plus this month, you're going to get PGA Tour 2K23. Dreams, which, man, I've always wanted to play that. Like, I really would like to play Dreams, but... Oh, well. And Death's Door, which is a fantastic game that Colby bought me for my birthday or Christmas last year. I'm not good at it, but it is really, really, really fun. Like, terrible at it. Like, so terrible at it. But great game. Humble Bundle. Let's see. We've got two. One is the RPG Legends Baldur's Gate and Beyond Bundle, which gives you, for $12, you can get Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous, Neverwinter Nights Complete Adventures, Baldur's Gate 2 Enhanced Edition, Baldur's Gate Siege of Dragonspear, Baldur's Gate Faces of Good and Evil, Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition, Planescape Torment, and Icewind Dale Enhanced Edition. So a bunch of older Enhanced Edition of games. There's a big rumor that Baldur's Gate and Baldur's Gate 2 are also coming to Game Pass. Based on like a bunch of people getting alerts saying, hey, these games are coming to Game Pass, and then nothing officially from Microsoft. So might happen, might not happen, who knows, but it would kind of soften the blow of Baldur's Gate 3 not coming to Game Pass, or not coming to Xbox yet. I think it will be eventually, but it is not there yet. Anyway, that bundle is $12. You can get 8 pretty great role-playing games. The other collection is the Whimsy and Wonder collection, a cozy games collection. So for 10 items, for $13, you can get these 10 items: Cat Cafe Manager, Witchy Life Story, Here Comes Nico, Garden Story, which I actually really liked. I thought the ending was kind of meh, but whatever. Lemon Cake, Alba, A Wildlife Adventure, which Colby really liked, as I recall.
Love that.
Yeah. A Short Hike, which I just spoke very positively about. That game has a 99% positive on Steam. That's how good of a game it is. Assemble with Care, which oddly enough, I played on Apple Arcade. It was a really, really good game, and I don't remember what the controversy is, but that game was also, like, the developers ended up being terrible for some reason. Like, they didn't pay people, maybe. And then a 65% off coupon for Haven Park, a game that I have never heard of. But, oh, no, I have heard of Haven Park. This game actually looks really cute. Is that on Game Pass?
No.
Where have I seen Haven? Maybe I've just almost bought Haven Park before. So anyway, a bunch of cool games for $13 if you're into kind of that cozy game stuff, which I am. You'll probably enjoy those. Prime Gaming. So as of tomorrow, you'll be able to get Payday 2 plus the Gage Mod Courier DLC. August 10th, you'll be able to get Farming Simulator 19 if you want to pretend to be a farmer. Also on that day, you'll be able to get Blade Assault. On August 17th, you'll be able to get Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 and Four Tales. As well as Driftland The Magic Revival. Insound Mind is available sometime this month, sometime between the 17th and the 31st. I did not write it down. And then on the 31st, you will be able to get Summertime Madness. Coming to Nintendo Online, Oracle of Seasons and Oracle of Ages, which are both Zelda games. So
we know if those are... You have to pay the extra price for those? Or those?
I'm so confused by Nintendo.
Because I want to play those, but I have no idea.
I'm so confused by Nintendo Online. It's more confusing to me than the PlayStation one, and that one confuses me greatly. So, I don't know. But anyway, a couple of more games coming to Nintendo Online. That's it, guys. You have any anything else you would like to discuss? Good, nope. good.
I think so.
We are Bite Me Podcast. You can find out more about us at bitemepodcast.com, where you'll be able to see a screenshot of Immortal Phoenix Rising in all its glory. You can join us on Discord at discord.com/bitebeepodcast. I could give you our social media, but I haven't posted anything in like a year, so I don't know.
We could give you your social security
number. I could give you my social security number. I'm not going to do either of those things. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/bitebeepodcast. You can join our Extra Life team.
It starts with a five.
It does start with a five. That is true. The next number is 2. You don't get anything more than that.
Ooh.
If you want to know something else, Colby's also is 5'2". So is anyone who got their social security cards in Utah at a certain time. Anyway, the next number is 9. You don't get anything else past that.
Eventually, I'm just going to give it all away. Okay, the next number...
Anyway,
okay, it's 65872. Okay.
Go to Bite Me Cod Podcast, bitemepodcast.com/extralife to join our
Cod Past
to join our Extra Life team, which is coming up. I need to talk to Man Socks. It's like 2 months from now. I think that's it. Dylan?
Bite me.